This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Renting a property can be a hassle, and it's even harder if you don't know how or what you're doing. You may not even know how sellable your property is in the first place and how to make it easier to sell. So I've got managing partner and founder of The Makeover Guys, Gavin Liu, on the line with me to discuss how they're making it easier for tenants to rent a property, get their properties rented, and even doing refurbishing as well.
My name is Gavin from The Makeover Guys. So we started The Makeover Guys, I think, back in 2015 with a purpose to help property investors maximize their value through smart interiors. So then comes the question, right? What is smart interior? So I think the key difference between furnishing your own home and rental property is really the thought process that goes behind every decision that you make. So for example, if I were to do it up for my own use, you know, my thought process would be, you know, what colors do I like? What theme do I like? Do I really like the chair? So it's really a lot about personal preference. Whereas if you talk about something for investment, the thought process will be like, oh, will my tenant like it? Should I invest so much? Should I try and cut a little bit of money here? Should I save a little bit here for this coffee table and buy the cheaper version? How do I still make it look good to the potential tenant? And it is through this difference in process that, and that's exactly what The Makeover Guys does.
I see.
And yeah.
So how exactly did you get into this business? Did you have experience in property or interior design before? Like what's your background?
So I've always been in the creative line. So ever since I think fresh out of college, I've always been in the creative line, various industries in the creative industry. But what really happened was I started investing in properties, I think, back in 2008, 2009. And buying a property should be a very happy process, right? But as soon as I got the keys, I think that joy turned into a nightmare. So because I figured out, oh, there's so many things to do, right? Who am I going to rent out to? And then where am I going to find the furniture? So what happened was I really spent a lot of time trying to figure out what to do with the property. And it really interfered with my day job. So I had to take a lot of time off. So that was first part of the problem. The second part of the problem is the rental returns, especially when it comes to newly VP'd properties, that is brand new properties, right? So a lot of investors are actually trying to compete for rent, and then that's when you come into a price war, right? Because everyone's just trying to fight for the same pool of tenants. So I know I wanted to do things differently. I know I wanted to invest a little bit more time and strategy into the unit itself so that I can get better tenants. And yeah, so it was juggling between, you know, time, but finding what to buy and then actually getting the correct rent. That was how Makeover Guys started lah.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that process of starting the company until now. I mean, how has the company grown in the time since 2015?
2015, we started with only three partners, right? Myself, Vince and Faisal. What happened? And today, 5 years later, in our whole group, we have around 120 people in the whole group. So I would say, I think we've been pretty blessed and pretty lucky because the market was pretty receptive with what we had to offer.
Yeah.
And we grew pretty quick.
Yeah, I think renting is easier said than done, right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the process. Like, take me through step by step of the process of like making over a client's property.
Okay, so the first step is really, so first of all, a lot of people ask, hey, do you do renovation? That's where we need to differentiate ourselves, actually, because renovation is such a broad term, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is renovation. I mean, extension of a home is renovation, adding a partition is renovation, right? So it starts with explaining what is it we do. The first thing is it for own stay or is it for rent? Because there are two very different processes involved to achieve the same results, right? But the process is very different. So it starts with that. So if you say that it's for rent, then after that, what we'll do is we will need to know exactly where your property is. And from the location of the property and the layout size and all that, more or less, we have a way to tell you who are the tenant profiles, basically in that area. And then what really appeals to those tenant profiles. So what should you do? Should you do a built-in wardrobe? Should you do a built-in TV cabinet? Should you do plaster ceiling? So this is where we'll start going in depth and explaining to you, hey, so for this particular market, maybe you should do it like this, like this, like this, you know, save costs. And after we finalize those items, then we'll proceed to the makeover. So our brand promise is 30 working days. So within 30 working days after you've confirmed the items in the house, then we'll start doing the makeover. And during the makeover process, we'll start advertising your unit for rent. So this is where we start posting it up in our affiliated our sister company called Cozy Homes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we start posting Cozy Homes, and then we'll cross post in other rental platforms and start getting tenants for you.
Right.
And then after it's done, we'll help you rent it out.
I see. To what extent is a property made over? Like, you know, is there like construction work involved, or is it like primarily, you know, like paint jobs and putting in like stuff like that? Or is it just furniture? Like, what's the extent of the changes that you make?
Okay. I think the best way to explain this is think of us as makeup artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially we're makeup artists. We're good at decoration. We're good at color coordination. We're good at bringing a space to life. But other like interior designers on the other hand, these are bespoke services. They are really specialists. So they are plastic surgeons. So we are, at the end of the day, we are makeup artists. ID is plastic surgery.
Okay.
So so that's the extent of our work, you know. So okay. We are very good at using the existing structure, existing layout, and turning it into a very practical and nice livable home.
All right. And before you start that makeover process, you were mentioning that the kind of, I guess, consultation element, right?
Yes.
You know, is there a limit or a time frame in which that's supposed to happen? Like, do you put like a strict limit, or is it like a discussion period for as long as the client wants?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, both clients and us need to feel comfortable with each other before we can start working together, right? So there's no time limit as long as until you're comfortable with us. If not, you know, we'll just continue discussing until you're comfortable.
All right. Yeah. Well, you also offer a variety of makeover packages as well. You've got student-focused furnishings. You've got kind of premium approach as well that fits kind of higher-income tenants. So, I mean, tell me a bit more about the variety of packages that you offer.
Yeah. So, again, it all boils down to where the property is. So, for example, if your property is located in a very student-centric area, then, of course, we will start targeting the student profiles to be your tenants, right? So, and by in doing so, we need to provide items that, you know, is relevant to student life. So, for example, should you spend more money in the kitchen or should you spend more money in the bedroom?
Mm.
So, obviously, when you talk about student market, you should spend more money in the bedroom, right? Because the kitchen is probably underutilized. So, if all of us have a budget constraint, I mean, of course, if we have no budget constraints, we want to do up everything, right? But when you have budget constraints, then decision making is very important. You know, should you spend more here or should you spend more there? So student packages is focused on the bedroom. It's focused on lifestyle students. So Wi-Fi is important. The bedroom is important. The study table is important. And of course, outside, the community area will be of second priority. So for example, on the other hand, if you talk about luxury premium tenants, the expectation, again, is very different. So for big units, it has to be kid friendly. You know, sometimes if you rent out, if your profiles are expat families, so it has to be kid friendly. And then when it comes to storage space, expectations are, you know, things need to be built in because they are paying $4,000 to $5,000 rental.
Hmm.
So these are the minor differences in the different packages.
Right. Okay. And you were mentioning earlier that the kind of approach that you take to a property depends pretty intensely on, you know, where it's located. And as you mentioned, that potential tenant profile, right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about how you justify pricing for your clients.
As a general rule of guide, your cost of furnishing should be around 1 year of your rental returns, right? So, but of course, this is a general rule of thumb. But if you purchase a totally bare unit, which means it doesn't even come with aircons or kitchens and that, it may go a little bit higher.
Okay, because I guess you have to start from scratch, right?
Yeah, because you need to do everything. Sometimes we have encountered properties where even the aircon copper piping is not provided.
Oh wow.
So yeah, so then it involves some hacking works, you know, some laying and all that.
Mm. And I mean, I would imagine that because you mentioned earlier that you are kind of more in the creative field, that you have to have a lot of technical input as well for a lot of this. So where does that come from? As in, you know, like how to put in wiring and how to like set up the Wi-Fi or how to like, you know, in the painting situation and all that. Basically, like essentially, if you're the software, who's the hardware?
So we work with a lot of partners where they bring their expertise for all that. And over time, we started recruiting our own and training up a team to be able to handle that.
So can you tell me a bit about how your team, how your staff is sort of organized?
How my staff is organized?
Yeah.
They're not very organized. Because we're a creative firm, right? Mm-hmm. So even I myself, I don't believe in like full, you know, very organized kind of thing. But at the end of the day, we need to be professional. We need to deliver results. The makeover guys, I think we are a bit different in terms of organizational structure and even the culture bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
We are very flexible. What I mean by we're not organized is, you know, there's no strict rule where you need to be in the office 9 to 5. The people in the makeover guys, we're called mocksters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So mocksters, we pride ourselves in the flexibility that we're given. And yet, we also pride ourselves in the results that we deliver with those flexibility, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for a short break right now for some messages. But after that, I will continue speaking to Gavin Liu from the makeover guys all about how they've been surviving throughout COVID-19. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me is Gavin Liu. He is the managing partner and founder of The Makeover Guys. Essentially, they make it easier for tenants to rent a property, get the properties rented, and even refurbished as well. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about kind of why Gavin started up The Makeover Guys and the process and the step-by-step of what happens when you approach The Makeover Guys to make your property over. Now, I just want to kind of put forward a couple of hypotheticals here, Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're, you know, halfway through refurbishing a client's property and you've had this whole long conversation with them, you know, there's no time limit on the discussion on what people want. But suddenly halfway through the process of refurbishing, suddenly the client changes their mind and says like, oh, I want a different thing. Or, oh, actually, I thought, you know, maybe this different color or this different furniture would work. How do you respond to something like that?
Just to rewind a little bit, when I said there's no timeline to the discussion, that's before confirmation.
Yeah.
Right? So there's really no timeline how long you want to confirm. But once things are confirmed, things get moving pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually complete the whole refurbishment or the whole makeover works in 30 working days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So by the time it's confirmed, things are pretty much set to what was initially discussed and agreed upon. But of course, I understand that sometimes, you know, there'll be changes and there will be, you know, sometimes, this one don't look nice. There's something else that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on case by case basis. But I really believe that a lot of all this can be minimized if we communicate things enough before we commit, right?
Right.
So it all boils down to communication. I mean, and in terms of communication, I mean, this is where we need to get a little bit organized, which means that what are we going to discuss? No. So step one, we're going to discuss this. Step two, we're going to discuss this. Step three, we're going to discuss this. So it has to be very, very clear. And once you have designed that framework, chances are that won't happen. The scenarios that you mentioned won't happen.
Mm. So generally speaking, that 30 working days is like everything's been set in stone.
Yeah, more or less. Not really in stone now, but yeah, more or less.
Okay, almost in stone.
almost in stone.
Yeah, all right. And then, okay, my other sort of hypothetical situation for you is I know you do the refurbishing to own as well, or I guess for their own stay, right? In that case, fine. But let's say I have a property that I wanted to make over. I use your services, paid for it, 30 working days have passed, but my property isn't getting picked up. It's not being rented. No one's interested. What is the situation there?
Okay, so there are two parts of this question. When your property isn't rented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's the the external factors, which is like the market, you know, are experts coming in? Do we have enough demand? Is the price? So that's the one part. The second part is things that we can control, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of pricing strategy, are we asking something within market rates? Are we trying to go above market rates? You know, what's the demand? So when it comes to things that we can control, usually what we will actually propose is to have a very, very clear action plan. So let's say, for example, let's say market rate, right? Everyone is asking for 2,005 rand, right? But because you've done a makeover unit and then it looks better, now you want to try for something better, you know, try for 2008, 2009. I think this is where we need to put a deadline to it, because it depends. It really, there are a lot of external factors that actually decide how many viewings that you get, right?
Yeah.
Like even student accommodation, something, is it their intake time? You know, is it the right timing? So we must have a very clear action plan. We can try for 2008, 2009, no problem. But we need to put a set deadline. This is where we'll talk to you about, hey, how much are your installments? If you're continue bleeding, vacant periods means you need to continue bleeding and serving installments, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how long can you hold? If you're comfortable with holding that to pursue higher returns, then by all means, go ahead. But if, on the other hand, you know, you don't have, really have a lot of leeway in terms of holding, you know, cash.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I think we need to make a decision. You know, our priority should be renting it out fast, mm-hmm. not renting it out high. Yeah. So this is also a part where consultation is involved to really understand your financial position and, you know, what do you want to get out of this property.
And I guess some money is better than no money, right? After a point, I suppose.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. At this timing, as you know, because people are not allowed to travel, right? So I think the rental market, we're relying a lot on local market consumption,
mm-hmm.
which the priority for rental properties now should really be speed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a great segue, because my next question is about how you find the right tenants, really, through CozyHomes.my, as you did mention earlier. I mean, mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the vetting process for the tenants, you know, for a property that you've like refurbished.
So the vetting process involves, we actually registered with CTOS, so we actually do run CTOS checks as well.
Okay.
But that's only applicable for local tenants. So mm-hmm. when it comes to foreign tenants, we do have a set of, like a framework on you know, how do you qualify this tenant? Is this a grade A, or is it grade B, or is it grade C? So we do have that process. But essentially, it's to really look at their profile
mm-hmm.
and to verify their employment and to see, I hope that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
To verify employment and to see if, you know, this is something that benefits both sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you also provide an insurance plan that you guys call the makeover care. Tell me a little bit about that.
This is very interesting. So makeover care started, I think, 2 years plus ago. And we tied up with Zurich to be able to offer this insurance. So what happened was, you know, you're spending money to rent to someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, regardless of how well we do our profiling, our vetting, let's say we do a lot of interviews and we realize that this tenant is pretty good. The element of risk is still there. Although we've done all the homework, someone may still damage the things that you have invested your money in. And we wanted to protect that investment. So we came up with the makeover care along with Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
And now, whatever that the makeover guys does in your house, let's say we furnish up the bed, the sofa, the wallpaper, the lights, and if ever, fingers crossed, you get someone who a bad tenant who actually, you know, just damages everything, destroys the bed and all that, you can actually claim in full with the makeover care. So it even covers malicious damage as long as you have a tenancy agreement, a valid tenancy agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's really reassuring for a lot of people because, like as you mentioned, renting is sort of a little bit of a risky business occasionally, right?
Yeah, occasionally, yes.
Yeah.
We've had cases where of course, this was before the birth of the makeover care, and actually that was what actually inspired the makeover care.
Makes sense.
What happened was we renovated a home and then because while we were trying to rent out, the owner was also engaged their agents to rent out, right?
Mm.
And he found a tenant pretty quick before us, and it was to short-term stay operator. So we thought, hey, okay, it's been rented out, and then we passed the keys, and then I think it was like 3 months later, they called us back to say, hey, oh, can you have a look at the place? The place is trash. So I was like, huh, what happened? So apparently, they threw parties in the place, and you know, we just felt so bad because that whole house was just nicely done just a couple of months ago, and now they have to replace everything. So it is through this incident that we realized that we really, really need to find a way to protect the investments that our customers make.
All right. And finally, I mean, it's the question that I think everyone has to be asked at this point. How has COVID-19 affected your business?
I think MCO was really tough times for us because we were really paralyzed. I mean, people pay us to refurbish their home and make over their homes, right? So I guess during the time when we were stuck at home, we were really paralyzed. We couldn't do anything. We couldn't do the things that people actually pay us for. But this one, I'm thankful to my team because I think day and night, for every single day, we help brainstorm during the MCO period. You know, how else can we do this? What else can we say? And we actually launched a few successful campaigns that actually brought in enough cash flow for us to really ride through those dark months. Yeah, so how has it impacted us? I think now in retrospect, I think it has made us stronger because there's also a talk on, you know, could there be a potential lockdown again? And I think this time we're pretty ready for it. Of course, due to the many, many brainstorm sessions that we had. But after MCO has been lifted, I think we're pretty blessed. Things have been returning back to normal.
All right. And yeah. My last question for you is, what can we expect from the Makeover Guys in the future?
We hope to bring more innovation to this space that we're in. I think the Makeover Guys, we've made it affordable, right? Now we're really, really looking into making it really enjoyable. Because let's face it, I mean, if you talk about renovation works, I think nobody ever enjoys the whole renovation process, right? I mean, it's always a hassle, you know, there's so many decisions to make. Then, of course, there's the trust issue, you know, hey, are they doing a good job? I think Makeover Guys will continue to improve and make the whole process not only affordable, but also very enjoyable.
Fantastic. All right.
Yeah.
That was Gavin Liu, Managing Partner and Founder of the Makeover Guys, speaking to me about the Makeover Guys and what they do. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. And if you've missed any of this interview, you can download our app available on the Apple App Store and Google Play to catch up on the podcast, as well as go to bfm.my/podcast, which is, of course, our website. You can also catch us on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.